why are you so evil?
I think your podcast stinks. Why should I ever be nice to you?
You've done extras work with both WWE and even AEW very recently. What was it like working with both companies?
Around the summertime of 2024, he reached out to me.
When I do walk out to it, I feel more like a star.
Everyone's waiting, everyone's anticipating. Oh, what's gonna happen? This is not a fairy tale. This is not la-di-da.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I am your host, Nick Pearl, and today I'm joined by two very special guests. One, Nola Vita, a very great upcoming artist, and she actually made a brand new theme song for a wrestler. And I'm also joined by him today, and his name is Evil Kip. Guys, how we doing?
I am doing wonderful.
And I'm doing better than both of you.
Oh, that's just great. We are going to be talking about what it was like coming up with this new theme song, I Am Evil, for Evil Kip. But the thing I want to know first is, Mr. Evil Kip, why are you so evil?
Mr. Evil Kip, well, first off, drop the mister. I know you're trying to show me respect, but there's not enough amount of respect you can show me. And mister is just the tip of the iceberg, so get rid of it. What makes me so evil? I think I'm just being honest, quite frankly. I just speak the truth, and people don't like it. You could be a nice person, and people will talk junk about you behind your back. I'm more direct, and people think I'm evil because of it. Like, for instance, I think your podcast stinks. Oh, what an evil guy. I'm just being honest.
Well, there needs to be some more people like you in this world being brutally honest. As much as it may hurt me just a little bit, it just makes me want to work just a little bit harder. So that's not the first time you actually have gone at me. You see that shirt that you're wearing right there? I actually purchased that shirt the other day, and I received a very, very interesting email from you saying that this is the first wise wardrobe decision of my life, and that this shirt won't be hiding any of my other poor personal features or decisions. Do you tell everybody that who wears your shirt?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I didn't know what your face looked like. If I would have known that, I would say maybe use it as a mask or just put it over your head. But then we would also be treated to the sight of your disgusting body. So maybe you should have bought it in like 3XL. Unfortunately, we don't offer tarp size, but, you know, maybe I can work on a full head-to-toe covering to really help out what we're working with right now. A poncho with a head covering is what I think might be best for you.
Thank you. I'm gonna keep that in the back of my head. So you're very evil, and we could already tell by the beginning few minutes of the podcast. A lot of my viewers, unlike me, I am very educated on you. I did a crash course for the last couple of weeks. I am very, very excited to have you here. Were you ever nice, Kip?
Why should I ever be nice to you? But when I first started my wrestling venture, I was known as One Tough Nerd Francis Kipland Stevens. People gravitated toward that character. People thought, oh, he's so nice. He's so fun. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. He's so nice to the kids. And that was forced on me. And it didn't make me any money, and it didn't get me any opportunities that I thought were worthwhile. So what did I start doing? Became honest with myself, honest with the people. And from there, lo and behold, money in my hand and doors open. So that's the lesson. You can be a jerk. You can be honest and be truthful. And you know what? Things will happen for you. You don't have to be fake nice like everybody else is in this world.
I actually respect that answer very, very much.
I don't care.
You started off as a nerd. What made you want to start wrestling? What inspired you to be that nerd in the wrestling ring?
I always watched it, but I never thought that I could get in the ring when I was younger. Because you look at somebody like Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior, and then later on in life, like a guy like Triple H or The Undertaker, who are huge, massive human beings. Somebody like me didn't think I would ever reach those heights. I started going to independent wrestling shows, and I would see people who weren't the tallest, who weren't the most muscular. And then I saw a wrestler named Colt Cabana who kind of winked at the fourth wall of wrestling. And I thought, okay, I I still can't be Triple H or The Undertaker, but that is something I can relate to. And then one day I just got the courage and joined up a wrestling school and stunk terribly at first, but then worked hard and made my way through this crazy circus of professional wrestling.
Is there a match, like in particular, or a moment in wrestling that really made you decide, you know what? I'm gonna go and do this.
I mean, and as a fan, there's so many moments. When I was a kid, when Shawn Michaels turned on Marty Jannetty with taking him through the barbershop window, like that was a big deal and that was a moment. But like, you don't know when you're watching that, I'm going to be a wrestler after seeing it. Some people had that. I didn't, because again, where does one become a wrestler? When you're a little kid, you don't understand the process. Austin Beer Truck. Triple H's return at Madison Square Garden, Sting coming from the rafters. Those are all things that you just stick to your soul, so to speak, when you really love wrestling. Going to independent wrestling shows, seeing Bryan Danielson, Nigel McGuinness, Colt Cabana, CM Punk. It doesn't have to be just, boring headlocks. It could be just whatever you want it to be. And I would think going to independent wrestling is what really started opening up my eyes to the possibility of becoming a wrestler.
I could definitely see that, especially like, I've been actually attending a lot of independent wrestling shows myself. I've been to House of Glory a couple of times. I'm gonna be going to the show they're having in December. There's actually a show tonight, Legacy Pro Wrestling, that I'm gonna be trying to get to. Gotta hop on the train in a little bit.
Yeah, come to Create a Pro. Come to the best one on Long Island.
They do it at the All Sports, right? The in Melville.
Yeah, and we also do it at the Creator Pro building. We also do it in Lynbrook. We do it wherever we want to go. Like, the world is our oyster. VPW is another place I wrestle on Long Island, and they do it in Bayshore. You should come to any of the shows that Evil Kip is on, because if Evil Kip is on it, that means it's a quality show.
Always quality with Evil Kip. From watching a lot of your wrestling matches from Creator Pro, especially the commentary team, they like to make some distasteful comments towards you. Do you think that they're helping Evil Kip become more evil with the audience?
Quite frankly, if I ever rewatch my matches from Creator Pro, I usually put it on mute because I don't think the commentary team is worth a damn.
So moving a little bit towards like present time in your career, you recently lost a Loser Leaves Town match in Creator Pro against your current tag team partner and current co-Creator Pro tag team champion, Bryce Donovan. This was back in September 2023. The crowd, I've never seen a crowd get so excited for someone to get carried through them and thrown out into the parking lot. Was it cold out, by the way? Were you a little chilly?
Yeah, it was chilly, and thanks for reminding me, jerk.
Just wanted to double check.
The cops were called to the building because of that disturbance.
Were you taken into custody? You deserved it.
They were wondering what the heck is happening when they're seeing somebody literally in their underwear running around a parking lot. And they questioned me. And would I tell the police? You can't touch me. And you know what? They backed off.
I'm surprised they backed off. I mean, you kind of deserved it.
I didn't deserve anything. I was screwed over by the refs. If they would have tried throwing on the cuffs on me, I would have reversed and put the cuffs on them, and then I would have taken them to the precinct and put them behind bars. They knew where to keep the boundary, so to speak.
Sure. So you were gone from Creator Pro for a little bit. You come back, and all of a sudden, the crowd is all for you. They're all chanting for Evil Kip. Are you still as evil as you were, or are they just open and they're just finally deciding to be on the right side of history with you?
You said the phrase right side of history, because again, Evil Kip is just honest Kip. And I was telling people for years, oh, people come with me, oh, you're gonna lose today, and what would happen? Oh, of course, Evil Kip would win. Everybody was always trying to, neg me, and I'm like, it's okay. You're on the wrong side of history. I'm on the right side of history. And now the people are deciding to come on my bandwagon, which is fine. Hey, listen, I'm not going to be part of it. I'm in my own luxury vehicle. But if they all want to get together and be on the right side of history and make wise decisions finally, hey, who am I to tell them otherwise? Just like you purchased a shirt. That's a wise decision. You're on the right side of history. Doesn't make us friends, doesn't make us associates. But hey, At least you're knowing where the winning ticket is.
See, I try to stay in my place. I really do.
A good distance away from me, and probably a good distance away from schools or anywhere there's little children, probably.
Well, there actually is an elementary school down the block from me. Am I too close?
You're definitely too close. I could definitely tell that this is probably a presumed identity.
Anyway, so this is actually something I'm very, very interested to hear your response about. WWE just recently started up the WWE ID program, and your tag team partner, like I said before, co-creator pro tag team champion Bryce Donovan, has just recently been ID'd. It's great for him, but it's also really good for you because now everybody that Googles wants to learn more about Bryce, you're going to be coming up right next to him. What does it mean to you to have all this happening right now?
The program is pretty amazing. As far as people seeing my name next to Bryce, that's very flattering, but I'm actually going to be very deferential here to Bryce Donovan because even though technically he did kick me out of Creator Pro for a short period of time, he now is also on the right side of history. As far as I'm concerned, if you're looking up Bryce Donovan, look up for Bryce Donovan. When he leaves, and he will leave one day because he's that talented, and then I have both tag titles to myself. He's listened to the Evil Kip teachings and is obviously flourishing with it. You know I'm the real deal. You look me up online, you know I'm the real deal. If people who were looking up Bryce happen to find my name right there and look upon me, there we go. Residual praise never hurts.
From being enemies to the relationship you guys have now, it's really special to see.
Oh, that's one word for it. I call it a profitable business relationship for both parties. It's more of an acquaintance right now. I would not a friend. Evil Kip doesn't need friends, nor am I looking for friends. The only friends I have are printed on money. Those are the friends I want.
See, I want to know how you make all this money. Are you going to do an Evil Kip seminar and teach me?
Well, there's not enough money in the world for you. I mean, I know you're paying me for this podcast appearance. And by the way, that better be in cash money as well. But for some people, a seminar is not enough. I could literally take a book and slam it into your head, and that might be the closest you would get to a formal education, in my opinion.
You've done extras work with both WWE and even AEW very recently, especially with in the Grand Slam event that just happened. What was it like working with both companies?
Of motivating. I mean, we're all in this to, try and be the biggest stars we possibly can be. And when I first started training, just having a match was a goal. The idea that the largest wrestling company in the world and the second largest wrestling company in North America would one day, welcome me into their backstage just for anything, it's always flattering. It's something that's not promised, something that's not guaranteed, and you just make the most of it. You get paid, you get to eat some awesome food. I'm lucky enough to catch up with some friends and just do whatever's asked of me. Either way, it's always good. It's motivating because the independent wrestling scene can be rough. You're doing long drives. You're working in various rings, dealing with various knuckleheads. Those days are days where you feel like a professional.
It's all about the grind.
This right here is a grind. I could be doing a million other different things, but instead, because you gave me money, I'm sacrificing time for you. And dealing with these dumb questions is a grind. That is correct.
Well, I appreciate that. So before we move on to more of the music aspect of this episode, just want to ask one more question. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
One of them that was given to me was if you take yourself out of the lineup, you'll never hit a home run. So that's always a good way to stay motivated. A piece of advice I give to people, but it's always good to remind myself, is comparison is the thief of joy. Don't worry about what anybody else gets. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Just focus on yourself. The more you do that, the more things will come your way. I think those are the two bits that I would mention for this show.
The next day, I am in the ring again, not your friend in the rain.
pain, and I'm never in any pain.
Before I start asking you questions, Nolavita, get ready. There is a very stark difference between your old theme song and your new theme song. Your old one was Against All Odds by Phil Collins, and your new one is, of course, I Am Evil, more directly made for you. How did you decide on Against All Odds first?
When I decided to no longer be Nerd Kip and present myself as Evil Kip, I wanted a night and day difference. Nerd Kip would wear a button-down shirt, pants, like very colorful and bright. The exact opposite of that is what I currently wrestle in, just trunks, just covering up my, you know, humongously large body part and my butt. For a song, I wanted something that you can't clap to. You can't like, oh man, what a badass song. No, I wanted a ballad this way. And with a long intro, this way you were just like angry at me even before I stepped through the curtain. If you knew it was my song, you were just like, come on. Get out already. No, you have to wait for it. You have to wait for greatness. It was a song about a, you know, breakup and longing, and I thought that was a way to break up with the fans. The other song that I was teasing with in my head was Gary Jules' Mad World. Again, a song that you really can't clap to. You can't get pumped up with. That I thought was the best for the Evil Kip character.
I can still feel that aspect of having a long introduction in your new one, I Am Evil. Recently at the Creative Pro show, I think it was the one, the show off, you came out, but the commentary team was like, oh, he got a new song. It's somehow worse than the last one. So they're still trying to knock on you.
They're also untalented pieces of garbage. So again, oh, I'm going to be so funny on commentary, but no one laughs at your jokes. Oh, I'm going to negative Evil Kip. Well, I'm the one in the ring and you're the one gaining weight behind a desk. It's very clear that, you know, again, how I said comparison is thief to joy. They compare their pathetic lives to my great life and the fact that I still get to do what I love and they don't. It's really just embarrassing. So they kind of play themselves with stupid comments like that.
I do 100% think that I Am Evil is a major upgrade to your overall presentation.
At the show at VPW, nobody knew what was coming. And when I came out to it, boom, loud noise. It, for me, it makes me feel 100% authentic, custom made, custom gear, custom everything. And it just, I feel like I upgraded myself to another level. I feel more like a star. I feel more like, you know, someone that every wrestling company in the world should invest in their shows because I am worth it.
You're worth all the money I'm paying you.
Yeah, no. I'm worth twice as much. You're getting a bargain right now.
Well, I only do, people that know me, I'm all for those deals.
I'm amazed you could rub two nickels together.
You should know that I'm above anyone who tries to steal the throne, even when I'm alone.
Nolavita, you are an excellent musician.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When did you decide to become a musician?
Yeah, so, I mean, I started with the cello in fourth grade, and ever since then, my love of music just took off. I eventually, in high school, started to get into doing some of the musicals. I started taking some theory classes because I was able to at that level, and I said, you know what, I really like this, and I'm going to pursue it in college. So I auditioned, and hey, I'm going to go to Five Towns College and pursue music education. Currently, I have a bachelor's in music ed, and I will have a master's very soon in cello performance this December, and I'm very happy about that and all that I've achieved and come through these past couple of years. Like the music production stuff and the songwriting, I kind of just started doing it around ninth grade in high school because it was just an outlet for me to get my emotions and feelings out. Because you all know, like, and you can agree with me or not, Nick, high school can be one of those weird times in your life.
Definitely very, very weird. not my favorite time.
Writing my emotions on paper with lyrics and picking up a guitar, and some piano here and there, I feel like that really helped me overcome some of the challenges I faced. Music is so healing, and that's kind of how I got into the songwriting field. I got some musical equipment, such as like MIDI keyboard, speakers. I really love to do it. I just want to put my stuff out there, hopefully to make a difference in someone's life.
I mean, just looking at your Zoom, the background in the Zoom, you can clearly see your love of music. You got all these guitars hanging up. Which one of those guitars is your favorite?
The one in the middle, it's the Ibanez guitar. It's an acoustic electric, actually, so you can plug it in to an amplifier and do gigs, open mics, and have an easy way to making sure you can hear both your voice and the guitar. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's a very great gift to have. It's something Evil Kip probably never would have gotten you.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't picture Evil Kip doing that, honestly.
And you've already done so much for him with this song. I don't know, maybe you get a little something.
Yes, and that's why I'm glad that Evil Kip and I are friends.
We are
Because
friends.
on the right side of history.
That is the only thing you are to me, is on the right side of history.
What an interesting dynamic. Did you come up with the name Nola Vita?
Am Italian American, and of course my family is from Italy. One of the towns is Nola from Naples, Italy. The other town is Vita from Sicily. So I put Nola and Vita together, and then I came up with Nola Vita.
I didn't know we were getting like a geography lesson here. That's
Well,
that's very smart though. I never would have thought of that.
yeah, I mean, a lot of people, ask me that, and I'm like, well, it's a part of me. Way back in seventh grade, I got a ukulele. I sang at my grandmother, who's now deceased, the assisted living that she used to be at, and I sang for the elderly residents there. I really just love putting a smile on their face. I went from ukulele into teaching myself guitar. Well, at first writing poems, really, then turning them into songs, and I realized I really love doing that.
Yeah, that's what music is all about, expressing what you're feeling, expressing all different parts of yourself. I mean, I've dabbled in making some music too. I don't do it to the extent that you do. I mean, yes, I play cello. You are a much better cellist than I ever will be. You do sit first chair in the Five Towns Symphony Orchestra, and I sit in the back, not necessarily last chair, but one of the last two. But I do dabble in some garage band. I make some beats. Nothing as impressive though. When it comes to creating music, what is your creative process like?
I can give you a couple of examples. So I do have a keyboard. Sit down at the keyboard, write some melodies out here and there, and then say, well, do I think I can put lyrics to it that relate to the melody? So that's just one way to do it. I start with a keyboard melody line and some chord progressions, and then eventually I would go into Logic Pro and start to write out some other instrumentation like around it. So that's kind of where the music production starts. I set the tempo, I set the key signature, time signature, all those musical aspects. And then I go in and record with a condenser microphone. And then I would get into the mixing, mastering process.
It's very involved.
Yes, it is. Especially, especially as an independent artist right now.
How did you get in touch with Evil Kip to create this new song? And what was it like?
I've known Evil Kip for a very long time, since I was around 5 years old.
You stunk at 5 years old as a musician. You were just terrible.
What'd you say? I know that. I know Evil Kip. I know. But over the years I worked at it and I'm still getting better to this day. Evil Kip is a very good friend of the family and particularly good friends with my aunt. Around the summertime of 2024, he reached out to me. We discussed the details and the project took about 3 months to complete. And I have to say, it was a very fun experience. Right, Kip?
Yeah, you can't spell fun without F-U.
That's right.
That just warms my soul to see you getting some of the attack from him. It's off my shoulders for a little bit. So I appreciate that. What are some of your ultimate goals, and would you be interested in working with some more wrestlers in the future? Because this is a hit. I love this song.
Yes, and Evil Kip especially thinks it's a hit song, right?
Well, it makes me want to hit people. So, by definition, yes, it is comma song. When I do walk out to it, I feel more like a star. And I think because there's that personal connection there, nobody in the world else besides me comes out to this song. It was a song literally designed for Evil Kip. There's something special about that. And I would imagine as a musician, you can go to an open mic and play a cover song, and that's fun. But then when you sing something that you created on your own, I imagine you get a different spark. And especially when you see people react to something that you wrote from beginning to end and they connect to it, it creates a different spark as opposed to you just playing a cover.
Yeah, I agree 100%. When I come out to like playing one of my originals, I just feel like it does have that personal touch, and I feel like I really connect with my audience. I would absolutely love to work with other wrestlers. I really love this opportunity that I had with Evil Kip, and I feel like, branching out, would be really fun, and just meeting more people, gaining more experience in the field. I just really would enjoy that from the bottom of my heart. There's a couple of goals I do have in mind, being a musician full time. So I'm really working on the grind towards that.
Does anyone notice there's no more light through the darkness deep inside? All of the pain endured keeps me alive.
Coming up with a new theme song is not a one-person job. It is, as you've seen, a multi-person job, especially this theme song. What was it like coming up with the lyrics for I Am Evil? Did you guys find it easy bouncing ideas off of each other?
Well, again, I am not a songwriter. That's something that I don't consider myself great at. I'm sure, give me 6 months, I could be the best one in the world, but right now is something I didn't want to invest time in. But I knew I wanted a custom song, and I knew I wanted the song to be called I Am Evil. I wanted that to be the messaging, and I knew I wanted it to be a ballad. And that was the direction I gave Nola Vita. And I know I can be particular. I know I can be demanding. And because she's known me since she was that young, she knew to expect it. So that's what made it definitely an easier process. The fact that I can belittle a musician and that they would acquiesce to my whims and create something perfect.
Did you have like an idea of what story you wanted the song to tell?
There were some ideas I had, but through my time in wrestling, I might have an idea for a match. I might go in wanting to execute that idea and it doesn't work out. That's wrestling for you, and that's also life for you. Nothing is promised, nothing is guaranteed, and you're not owed anything. So this is where, again, I know this musician. I am going to put my trust in Nola Vita. An idea like, and that's what's great about life sometimes is you might have an idea for something that you think is great, and then something comes along that you weren't expecting that's even better. And that's why working with a strong musician like Nola Vita worked out perfectly.
So you guys clearly put a lot of love into this song, I mean, even though it's a little evil. What are some of your favorite parts?
Well, I wouldn't say it's just a little bit evil. Okay, so honestly, my favorite part when writing the, especially the lyrics to this song, is the chorus, because it just like it hits the nail on the head with everything that Evil Kip expects when he walks out to the ring with everybody cheering him on. And I really like that it's just very direct. It's very blunt in a sense that everyone will know his character. I guess like musically, I really, really, really love the introduction. That's the part where everyone's waiting, everyone's anticipating. Oh, what's gonna happen? I really love that melodic line. If I can sing a little bit for you. Da 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 da. That part of it, I had a lot of fun writing that, I'll be honest. And I'm sure Evil Kip's fans have a pretty interesting opinion on it, right?
Well, I don't give a crap what the fans think. I never have, I never will. The only opinion that matters is mine. So my favorite parts are, again, that introduction with no words, but then it crescendos with that din, 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 din right before I walk out was a nice touch. It builds up like, here's the threat, and the threat is now here. And the chorus, again, the bluntness of it is dead on accurate way to describe it. This is who I am. I am evil. I am great. It really does encapsulate. A little peek behind the curtain, too, is I would get some demos ahead of time, listening to them, and I would pull people aside in the locker room. Not that I ever wanted their opinion or care for them, but I would just be like, hey, you need to listen to this. And the feedback I was getting from everybody was like, wow, this is really cool. I think that when I said I wanted to get a custom song, like, you never know what to expect. And I think this was just a home run for a lot of people hearing it the first time. Like, wow, like, this really is you.
That's another reason why I do this. It's just, I love making a really positive impact on so many people like you.
You gave me something positive, and now it's opening up the doors for me to do negative things.
He's like the biggest villain ever. Turning every little thing around. I just.
Welcome to life. Welcome to life.
God. We are playing this song in orchestra in the Five Towns College Symphony. The first rehearsal that we actually tried playing this, I wasn't there, but I saw the name of the song was I Am Eve. I'm like, what the heck is this? Like, you don't know what it sounds like, what it's going to be about. And then I went the next week. I said, wait a minute. I like this. It's just got something that a lot of other songs just don't have, especially when it comes to having a wrestler making their entrance to it. I think it encapsulates everything about Evil Kip.
When I was writing like all the melodies to this, I really made sure that this told the story of Evil Kip. This is I am evil. This is not a fairy tale. This is not la-di-da. This is like you're hitting someone, you're blunt, you're gonna win the match. It's everything. And I'm really happy that when you, 'cause you're in the orchestra of me, of course, that the first time you listened to it, you had that impression.
So you guys are both on social media, both are on the grind, Evil Kip being an independent wrestler, Nolavita being an up-and-coming artist. What are some of the hardest parts of promoting yourselves, and do you feel it's tough to get noticed?
Yeah, I the long and short, yeah, I hate social media. I think it's a cesspool. When I am no longer an active wrestler, the only accounts that I will keep active are my burner accounts. As far as getting noticed, yeah, I think at any yes and no. Like it's interesting because we're living a time where anybody in the world can access me, whether through social media or through YouTube videos. Even you were uneducated about how great Evil Kip was. But you were able to find me out. That being said, it also opened up the door for everybody and everything. You're probably looking at videos of monkeys pooping on each other normally, Nicholas. So you had to actually stop watching those videos in favor of watching great videos that involve Evil Kip. And I would imagine it's the same for a musician. Anybody can access Nolavita's music, but that being said, she's now in competition with literally anybody who has a guitar in their hand or anybody who plays a piano. Literally, she's in competition with some a cat that jumped on a piano and started ding dong 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 ding dong 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 ding dong dong. She's in competition with that. It's interesting because we're in a time where everybody can access you, but because of that, you're also in competition with everybody and everything.
Once you click the post button, most of the time there's no going back. And that's the thing with music, especially because you have to be able to take risks and post from the bottom of your heart what you feel like can resonate with your following. And that's something that's very challenging for a lot of us musicians, to be honest.
What are some of your upcoming music-related events? What do you got going on? What's cooking?
So, of course, I'm going to be performing my original song, I Am Evil, on Monday, December 2nd at 7:30 at Five Towns College, and I am very excited for that. I will be singing and playing the piano, and I also have a friend of mine joining me on stage playing the bright piano part. And I also orchestrated my original song for the symphony orchestra to accompany me singing. So I'm actually very excited for that. You have no idea what it means to me having this opportunity. I do have a couple of things, a couple of upcoming projects as well. In addition to completing my master's degree, master's of music in cello performance, I do have my cello recital that's coming up in about a month. That's December 15th. I actually just completed a Christmas song, a little Christmas jingle. I still need to finalize with my distribution partner, the date of the release. But I will be definitely posting on social media at Nola Vita Music if you want to check out any more updates on that, as well as other covers or originals that I'll be posting in the future.
So everybody go check her out for sure. Evil Kip, what kind of plans you got going on? Anything, any future matches, championship defenses?
As far as next events, I do have one coming up next Saturday at the Creator Pro School, and that one is free to attend. It is the Shook Bowl, and I will be on Team Bryce Donovan. So I imagine I am going to eliminate everybody on the opposing team, and I'm probably going to even eliminate everybody on my team because I don't need them anyway, all because Bryce drafted me. And then I'll have a big trophy that I will celebrate with. Victory Pro Wrestling has a show called Fans Choice that I am advertised to be on, but I will not be there. But because they put me on the flyer, I still feel obligated to tell people to attend that show and then demand that Evil Kip show up. And when I don't show up, I will laugh at you and then I'll show up to the next one.
Definitely. So with that Creative Pro show coming up, where can we get those free tickets?
If you go to the social media, at Creative Pro Wrestling or at Creative Pro, their information will be there. So if you see any post about the Shook Bowl, you will get information. It really does come to a limited seating situation, and you have to get them by email. But again, if you are one of the lucky ones to be put on the list, you get to just show up and enjoy.
So I understand you think social media is a cesspool. Still, where can we find you on social media?
At Twitter, it's I am Evil Kip, and I'm still calling it Twitter. At Instagram, it's at I am Evil Kip. I have a Threads that I'm not really active on. I think if my post to Instagram, it goes to Threads. So that is also at I am Evil Kip. I just opened up a Blue Sky this week at I am Evil Kip dot, I think it's bsky.social. My Facebook is at Francis Kip Stevens because I don't know how to change the name yet. So if somebody wants to help me out with that, so it could be Evil Kip Stevens, that would be nice. This way I will have it across the board at I am Evil Kip.
I'm on Instagram as Nola Vita Music. TikTok is the same thing. YouTube, you can look up Nola Vita and hopefully it should come up on there. I think that's the same with my Facebook page right now. I also do have a SoundCloud account, so sometimes I do post whether it's demos, originals, like acoustics. I would say take a look at that. All my music is just on all the major streaming platforms. You name it, it's on there.
Be sure to check out Nola Vita. Be sure to check out the career of Evil Kip Stevens. Even though he may be evil, he was still kind enough to come on after I paid him to come and talk about working with Nola Vita on his new theme song, I Am Evil. Go and check that out on all your favorite streaming platforms, Instagram, YouTube, wherever it is. I guarantee you, it's a banger. You're gonna love it. And this brings the episode of the podcast to the close. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. I have been your host, as always, Nick Pearl, and I'll catch you all on the next one. Let's keep rambling, everybody. Oh, you disapprove, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're the worst.